What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the All Around Mind podcast. I am your host, Andrew Melendez. I hope you're having a great day, great night, great morning. Like, literally, whatever time you're listening to this, I hope everything is going good for you. I hope everything in your life is going better than you expected. I hope that you're accomplishing all your goals and you're just killing life. But if you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, I greatly appreciate it if you do. Also, if this podcast impacts you in any way, I just hope that you share it with someone, share it to someone that you feel like needs this. And that's the only way this podcast is going to grow. Like, I want to impact millions of people. So if y'all share this, send it to other people. Like, y'all are helping me out and y'all are helping your friend out. But anyways, let's just dive into this episode. All right, guys, today's episode is about a little trick on how to fully commit to doing what you always wanted to do or anything that you're scared to do. Basically, I'm just going to show y'all like how to get over a fear. Okay, like this little trick will help you get over your fear. Okay, so first off, you have to realize and come to full awareness that you only have one life. And every time you wake up, you get a new chance to do something that you always wanted to do. Say, like, go to the gym, like, try to lose, like, 30 pounds or try to put on 30 pounds of muscle. Or, like, just be more healthy, start a new diet, start a keto diet, or try new food, or, like, try a new restaurant. You know, like, go to another park, or like, there's so many chances, like, there's just so many opportunities to, like, do something new. Like, every time you wake up, you just have another chance to do something you always wanted to do. So, if you're in a slump, or you're aware that you're, like, in your comfort zone, you're not going nowhere, you realize that your life's not going anywhere, like, the habits that you have are not taking you anywhere, or, like, your friend group's not taking you anywhere, like, they're not being motivational, supportive, or they're not, like, going after goals, then it's time to switch some shit up, bro. It's time to switch it up. Like I said, you only have one life. Like, why not make it a fucking great one, bro? Like, why not make it a legendary life? So, like, when you're, like, 30 or 40, you can just be like, you know what? Like, I'm fine with dying right now. I know that's weird to say, but, like, you want to live a life so good right now. Say, like, if you're, like, 18, 19, 20, you're in college or whatever, like, you want to live a really good life. So, like, when you hit 30 or, like, 40, you know, middle age, you're like, you know what? Like, I've done so much. Like, I'm so happy with my life. And, like, the past, like, in the past, I'm just, like, I've done everything I wanted to do. Like, I got over all my fears. I did everything I wanted to do. Like, I'm fine with dying because I did everything I was scared to do. So, like, challenge yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and challenge yourself. Push yourself to the very limit, bro. Like, you wouldn't, like, we're so limitless. Like, it's crazy. Like, we can go way past the limit that we hold in our head of ourselves. And I just encourage you to get out of your comfort zone, because God put all the things, all the great things He has for you on the other side of fear. And that is a quote from Will Smith. So thank you, Will Smith. You're a freaking goat. But, like, it's so true. Like, when you do something you're scared to do, you realize, like, it wasn't even that scary. And, like, something good came out of it. Like, it could be like, oh, I made a new friend. Or, like, I have, like, another group of friends. And it's just, like, crazy. Like, when we, like, think of fear, we think, like, something bad is always going to freaking happen. Fear, to me, like, I researched this, like, studied it. Like, why do we fear? And, like, the way I look at fear is it is a safety mechanism. Like, this is actually proven. Like, since we evolved from the caveman, scientifically, theoretically, whatever, we are, like, programmed to just survive. So when we have fear, like, we retreat and we get in our comfort zone and we sit there and don't make any improvements to ourselves. And that is, like, the worst thing you could do for yourself. So the way I see fear is it is a mechanism to fucking go, to just fucking do it. Like, it is the green light. Like, it's the, like, when you feel fear, like when I feel fear, I'm like, okay, this is time for me to go. Like, I imagine, like, God behind me, and He's waiting for me to, like, sense my fear. And as soon as I sense fear, like, He's, like, pushing me. He's, like, telling me to jump. He's telling me to freaking go get it. And that's the way I see fear. It's literally like a scary feeling, but I know, I trained myself to see and to know that something really good is going to come out of fear, especially if it's like a psychological, mental fear that I'm battling. But if it's like a fear, like, oh, someone has a gun to my head, like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to fear that. Like, you know, that's a normal fear. Like, the fears I'm talking about are more psychological and mental. So if you're scared to talk to a girl, or you're scared to go talk to a guy, or you're scared to raise your hand in class, ask for help, start a business, I don't know. Like, there's just so many other fears that are psychological and mental, and I'm trying and pushing. I want to get this content out because I feel like this can really help people get out of their comfort zone and they can start living life. Because me personally, I was existing and not living. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just going through the motions, staying in my comfort zone, going day by day, going through the motions, and I wasn't getting out of my comfort zone. I wasn't living. I wasn't fulfilling my purpose here on earth that God, like, put me here for, you know? Like, God put us here to upgrade ourselves and to expand our horizon and, like, just go after so much. Just advance and enhance ourselves to a new version. Like, every week, every month, like, we should be always leveling ourselves up. That's what he wants us to do. Okay, so I was on TikTok, right? Like, most of my TikTok is very inspirational, but then I have some TikToks where it's just like, you know, like, what the hell did I just freaking watch? Like, it's stupid as, it's just so stupid, bro. But this one video stuck out to me, and this guy said, the best time to jump and go after something is when you feel the most scared to do it. Like, when you have the most fear in your body and you're like about to like mentally break down because it's just like so much like fear in your mind. He said basically that's the time to freaking do it. That's like the universe, that's God calling to you saying go for it. You know, like that is your body telling you to go for it. But like, we have to train ourselves to not recognize fear as a safety mechanism. Instead of, we should train ourselves to see it as a green light. Especially when it comes to like psychological and like mental fears, then yeah, we should definitely see it as a green light. But if someone has a gun to our head, or we just got in a wreck, or something like serious happened, then yeah, we should let our brain recognize that as like safety, you know, like bring me back to safety. Like, this is scary as shit. Like, I need to be safe right now. But no, like, it's just practice. It's just practice. Like, get out of your comfort zone, go for whatever dreams you're going after, and just freaking do it, bro. Like, just do it. Like, I promise you. Like, I'm not trying to be a Shia LaBeouf here and just be like, just do it. Like, no, like, I'm not trying to be like that. But this has helped me so much. Like, just count down from five. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and bam. Like, this helped me. You're probably gonna think I'm insane, but I trained myself to take really, really cold showers, and I did it because it said like it made you like mentally strong. So I was like, okay, fuck it, like, why not? I'm gonna try it. So I would literally like get like turn on. I'm standing there butt naked, like, it is cold as shit, and I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. But then I remembered the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins, very great speaker, love her to death. But she was like, just count down to five and do it. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be no bitch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I on five. I jumped in and just took it, bro. Just took all of it, bro. Just handled that shit like a grown ass man. Nah, I freaking screamed, bro. I screamed so bad. But I was like, I just reminded myself, this is gonna make me more mentally strong, and this is getting me out of my comfort zone. I don't want to be comfortable right now. I want to be very uncomfortable. And I did this for 3 months, and I was like, okay, like, now I know how to be uncomfortable and like know how to challenge myself. And the 5-second rule literally freaking worked. Me taking cold showers, it helped me like go like do more reps, like go past my rep range at like during the gym. Like, I would go for like 10 on squat, and I would be like, you know what, fuck that, like, I'm gonna go for 15. And I just kept going. Taking cold showers helped me build up like that mental strength. 5-second rule can start so many things. Like, it can literally change your life if you use it for something. Like, if you're scared to go like have a good conversation with your professor, you're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you just fucking go for it. And who knows, like, what if it turns out better than expected, and like you get really cool with your professor, and like he or she's like less hard on you, and you get away with more stuff or something. Like, I don't know, but like, it can help in so many ways. So I really do encourage y'all to do that. Like, use the 5 second rule. Just count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and go for it before you hit 5. So that is all I have for you today, guys. The 5 second rule, that doesn't include eating food off the freaking floor. But I appreciate y'all listening. It really means a lot. If this has impacted you or helped you in any way, like, just share it. Share it on Instagram, share it on Snapchat, share it to your friend. Like, I really want to get this podcast going. I really want to reach millions of people, and it can only grow with y'all's help. So I really do appreciate it, guys. Oh, and last thing, I leave you with this mission to make it your priority to do what you love and to make others happy along the way. Thanks again, guys. Love y'all.